a minute ago you were telling me about the butcher that went around and you said they would kill the hogs on Friday night and then paddle the wounds. What else were you going to say about a banana?
A banana car.
Car?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, it was a freight car. And they would order a car of bananas. I guess it came in through Savannah, I don't know. But anyway, they would put it on the side, and you know there are two railroad crossings in Baltimore to this day. And they would park it, so to speak, on the side in between those two streets. And they would sell those bananas by the bunch. And oh, that was the most marvelous treat on earth, you know. We didn't have bananas a year round like you have them now. And for your father to bring home a whole bunch of bananas, that was just marvelous. And they would usually be partners. And one would load them on a wagon and peddle them throughout town. And the other stayed and sold them directly from the freight car. Mm-hmm. See.
Was it a certain season of the year that?
Yes, in summer.
Guess that was really a treat.
Yeah, it really was. Oh, that just thrilled us to death, you know, when the banana car was
I guess we'll have to get back to, we were talking about the sausage and the butter, dairy products. Can you think of a word that when you kept butter too long and it doesn't taste good, just doesn't taste right, how would you refer to it as being?
As being rancid.
How about, you may have said this a minute ago, and I can't recall, if you have thick, sour milk that you keep on hand.
Call that clabber.
Clabber. What would you do with clabber?
Well, some people ate it with cornbread in it, a biscuit crumbled up in it.
Is that buttermilk? It's not buttermilk.
No, it's not buttermilk. You know, you used to put milk in shallow pans, Donnie, and it was easier then to skim the cream off of it to make butter. And what left was the clabber. What was left, you see? When it was sour, it would be the clabber. And a lot of people used it, I guess it could beaten it up and used it to make bread. Mm-hmm. You know, with soda for leavening.
Is that the first thing when they put them in the pans, your mother put in the shallow pans, is that the first thing she did after milking the cow?
And strained it into those pans, see? Those shallow pans which are kept in the dairy.
Did you make any kind of cheese from the clabber?
No, Mama never did make cottage cheese.
What would you call a dish that you bake something in a deep dish and it's made out of apples and you have a crust on the top?
I'd call that a deep dish apple pie or a cobbler. I put it.